What's up, Grays fans? We have all the feels. We know you have all the feels. Join us in talking about this beautifully nostalgic episode of Grey's Anatomy, the 300th episode. Don't click away.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, Grey's Anatomy fans? We are so excited and so honored to be talking about this 300th episode. Could you believe it's been 300 episodes?
That's a lot of episodes.
A lot of drama. And we thought we'd pay homage to the original with the theme song, the original theme song. We were just talking about this because I felt like if this played at every episode, we would have got tired of it.
True.
But hearing it like every now and then, it just brings you back.
It brings back memories of the good old days.
Yeah.
I mean, the show is still good, but.
Of course, of course.
But, you know, in the beginning when it was like, when they were interns, when they were the babies.
Yes, so. Yes. If you've noticed, we are slightly smaller panel today. We, Shannon and Kelly will be back next week, but I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike, I-A-M Timothy Mike. And I am joined by my lovely, beautiful co-host in her little scrubs.
Yes, I'm Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
I'm really excited to talk about this episode. Everybody on Twitter has been like raving about it. Mm-hmm. What were your initial thoughts on the episode?
Well, at first I was kind of watching like, well, where's like that boom? What's going to happen? Mm. I was still waiting for something to happen. Mm-hmm. But then towards the end, I realized it just kind of just brought everything back together.
Yeah.
And a lot of things seemed to come full circle. And so it was a nice episode.
Okay.
So, and then next week, the finale is like all the drama and the OMG moments. So this one was just, you know, like you just said earlier, just nice and nostalgic.
Yes. I need to talk about the title of the episode, Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story. Obviously, those are Hamilton lyrics if there are Hamilton fans. In our live chat, I'm sure our amazing engineer, Anthony, will pull that up for us. I loved this title episode because I thought it was perfect. Who Lives and Who Dies, clearly they paid homage to everybody who has lived and died on Grey's Anatomy. And if you think about it, all of these characters have paved the way to where we are now. Mm-hmm. And they've told this incredible story that has lasted 14 seasons.
Yeah.
And I just thought that this title episode, the title of the episode was just amazing in and of itself. We open with Meredith and Alex talking about the Harper Avery and how everybody's so jealous.
Yeah, right.
Did you think that that was foreshadowing of maybe Meredith wasn't going to win it?
Actually, no, I didn't even think that.
Okay.
I think I was just in the space of...
of what's going to happen.
What's going to happen.
Because it's literally five seconds of the episode.
It's Meredith's time. Like, they were already kind of hinting, like, talking about the plane and flying and things like that. I'm like, where are we going with this?
Yeah, yeah.
So...
Owen and Karina, we find out, are still together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that?
I like it for, like, a rebound situation.
Yes.
He needs to kind of just have some fun right now and wait for his one. She's coming.
Mm-hmm. We all knew how I felt about it. I was like, you know, I feel like she should just be with Robbins or anybody else
because
we know how I feel about Owen. And I felt like I was okay with it being, like, a one-time thing. But now that it's more than one time, I'm like, A, where the hell is Teddy? And B, why is this still happening?
Though, where is Teddy?
Where is Teddy?
They need to bring her back because I feel like Shonda and the writers, everyone, they play with my emotions. If they weren't going to bring Teddy back to be with Owen, because I really don't think, and this is no shade to her character, but I don't think she was needed if it was just for the scenes with Megan, when they brought back Megan and the whole thing with Nathan and everything. If she was only there for that, they could have left her out.
I agree.
You know?
And I hope that that is not the case. I haven't looked on the IMDb page to see if she's in more episodes than just the two or three. But like you said, it would be a waste of a character if they just brought her back for that. That would be like having Christina like just pop in and then leave. Like that, like, just doesn't... I mean, even though I would love it.
Yeah.
But
still.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. Miranda and Warren are... battling this episode.
Oh, yes.
Which I'm not surprised about because we all, which is why we knew Warren was keeping the secret from her, because he knew
how
just
she
like
was
we
feel.
Would exactly. How would you react in this kind of situation if you were Miranda? I feel like if we were Miranda, we would probably react in the same way because
so
we know how Miranda is.
Mm-hmm.
But how would you personally feel in this situation?
I feel on one end, I want to say, you know what, always follow your passions. And if you're doing something and you don't feel fulfilled, then go towards what is going to fulfill you. But at the same time, You can't keep jumping from thing to thing, though. Right. At some point, like, well, what is it gonna, what's it gonna take for you to stay in one place? You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean, it sounds like a contradiction, but it's like, I want you to be happy, but at the same time, like she said, I need stability. I need something I can depend on. We are married. So you can't keep hopping from thing to thing, because then that breaks up our routine. You know, they still have a, you know, Miranda has a child they have to consider and think about. So, I would kind of be on the fence. Like, okay, maybe one last thing and you need to stick with it. Like, this is the last thing you do.
Oh,
like,
yeah. You know then it turns into something
like, okay,
else.
Right. Until it, but it's. Promise me this is the last thing, or you can't do it, or there's going to be like some type of consequence.
Yeah, no, because... I definitely hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Do you miss the reveal? Do you like, because they just went into Miranda already knew about it.
Yeah.
They didn't have this whole sit down scene where, you know, Warren tells her and we didn't see her initial reaction. Mm-hmm. Do you think that that was a missed opportunity for the writers?
I don't think so. I do feel like I did miss that a little bit, but there's so much going on this episode that I feel like that it was okay that they skipped that and just went straight into the reaction.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of missed that. Maybe because I just love these like crazy reactions from Miranda's character. But yeah, I would. I hear what you're saying. I think if I was in this situation, I am just one of those people that support. Like unconditionally, so I'm like, hey, whatever you want to do, like, hey, as long as you're not sitting on the couch at home being a bum, like, hey, if you want to go out for the Fire Academy, I think what the overall thing with Miranda is though is that she's just worried about his safety. I mean, it's the Fire Academy; it's a lot more dangerous. You're putting yourself in the face of danger literally every day. Whereas, you know, when you're in a hospital, I mean, we've seen crazy stuff happen.
Right.
At
head crazy.
Yes, but. This is a little different. So I can see why she is concerned, and I think that that is going to come to light in future episodes where she really expresses her frustration is out of just concern for his safety.
Yeah, because especially that moment where she got very emotional with the George lookalike.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't really towards George or those old feelings about him and his passing. It was more so, I guess, that fear.
Yeah.
Like this, you know, maybe it could happen to Warren.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
True. I didn't even think about that, but we'll talk about it. We see the new interns, and this is when we got the real, like, kind of nostalgic, like, the new interns are sitting on the OG's, like, old spot, where Christina, Izzy, Alex, Meredith, O'Malley, where they all used to hang out. Did you like that, or did it bother you?
It bothered me.
Just because it shouldn't be
just done. Because I was like, oh, they're in their old hangout. Why are they in their old hangout?
Yeah.
But then the next scene, and Karev mentioned it, like, it's not like we're the babies anymore hanging out in the tunnels, you know? So it was like, I guess it's a new group. It's okay. I guess, you know, maybe, you know, let them have their time there, too. If that's the, you know, if that's the best place to get the escape from all the craziness sometimes. So, okay, fine. Let them have it.
Yeah.
Because, you know what? I will say, I didn't. Joe and her team of her crew of interns, they would be outside, like, around the garbage and
outside
stuff.
Or in the locker room.
And I didn't like
room.
That. Yeah, the locker room was okay. But sometimes they would be outside.
You didn't like
by
that?
By the garbage. And I didn't like that. So
they would be outside by the garbage. I remember that. Yeah.
So I'm okay with these interns, like, taking their old space.
We have to shout out everybody in the chat because we love your dialogue. We are looking. Benali P, I have to give you a shout out for that Hellmouth Buffy the Vampire Slayer reference. I don't think I didn't catch that. It is true, though. I feel like Gray Sloan Memorial is built literally on the Hellmouth because everything bad happens there. I mean, it is a drama show. So, I mean, one thing about the interns that I want to talk about really quick is, do we think that we see Sam obviously has this history with DeLuca, which we touched on last episode, and they got a little bit more into it in their history. Do we think we're going to delve more into the other interns? Because if we think about it, the other group of interns with Joe and Stephanie, they didn't really get much
too deep into
it. Yeah. And I feel like this new set of interns is going to be the same kind of deal, you know what I mean?
I think it may with Sam and the other guy, don't know his name, but the intern that wears the glasses.
The glasses, yes.
I think they're going to get into
the one that slept
with
Joe.
Yeah. They're going to get into his background a little bit more, I believe. And maybe it'll just be those two that end up being kind of like the star interns from that group.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. I'm excited to see new characters, but at the same time, you can't touch the old ones. You can't. I mean, this. We'll talk about it. I don't want to, like, jump too far ahead. So then we see the case, which apparently is a big trauma, rushing into the ER. A roller coaster came loose at a fair and hit a group of people. Dean, we find out, is the hero of the day, who we come to find out is Derek.
Right.
We have Gregory Williams, who is playing George, G&G, which I right. thought was funny. Mm-hmm. Cleo and Kim.
C&G.
Got it. Played Christina. The one thing that I didn't find interesting was that Izzy's character is named Liza.
Right.
I mean, Isabella Stevens, you couldn't have come up with like another yeah. I name, India, something. I don't know.
I guess
something
maybe,
with an I. If you're going to keep this theme.
Is it? Are they kind of close, maybe? Izzy? Liza. Izzy.
That's why I thought it was Eliza, because yeah. then I could have forgave it a little mm-hmm. bit more, but just Liza, I was like, oh, all right, whatever. but Liza's pregnant, which at first I was like, if you're comparing the pregnant girl to Lizzie, I mean, Izzy, see, now I'm doing it. if you're comparing the pregnant girl to Izzy, I'm a little upset, because mm-hmm. she was never pregnant. Why? She never really expressed about, like, really wanting, like, mm-hmm. children, like, that bad. Well, she expressed wanting a family, but...
Yeah, well, she had, maybe going back to the fact before she... was at the hospital. Izzy mm-hmm. did have a baby earlier, like when yeah. she was younger.
That's true.
So they were probably
that's very true.
Playing
yes.
off of that,
yes.
and then the whole mom thing. My mm-hmm. mom's crazy, things like that.
So. I agree. Jackson is trying to get Meredith to go to mm-hmm. to Boston to go to the Harper Award ceremony, Harper Avery Award ceremony. But she gets wrapped up in the case with George and, mm-hmm. and Cleo because they look so much like George and Christina. I thought they did a really, really good job at casting mm-hmm. because I felt. At first, I was like, does Cleo really look
yeah,
like Christina?
Same.
I'm like, is it a little bit racist to be like, all Asians look alike? I'm just going to throw it out there, yeah. you guys. But then I was like, they touched on it more, not even with look, but with personality.
That's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. She had her down pat personality-wise. She was kind of killing it.
But even George, like, too.
Yeah, because
George
a
was like the nervous, like,
yes.
like, he's like a little chihuahua. Mm-hmm. And like Gregory, who plays... Baby George, had that, like, nervous kind of, like, what's happening? What's
he
going
did.
On?
He did.
Lackadaisical kind
a
of
bit, yeah.
aura about him.
I wasn't 100% sold on Greg being George, but he did his best.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually liked Greg playing George.
Yeah.
Like I said, I thought he had that nervous, like, mm-hmm. tick down really well. The only person I really had a problem with was, Izzy. See, now you're doing it. I know. Was Baby Izzy. I'm just going to call her Baby
yes.
Izzy. We know her name is Liza, but we're going to call her Baby Izzy. Jackson touched on Miranda. It was very subtle mm-hmm. about the $100 million that he gave her to start up the contest
for him so he could be a part of it.
Right. And then she just is too wrapped up in Warren training for the Fire Academy that she just like mm-hmm. brushes it past. And
totally
she's like, did you know?
Right. Did you know? When you asked me about this, did you know he was going to do that?
Still mad. I mean, it's Kat. I mean, it's
Miranda.
So we can't really expect too much. Catherine is also trying to get Meredith to go to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie, Zola, everybody's ready
Everyone.
To go.
Like, and she had to go. I mean, Zola was there.
Yeah, right.
We haven't seen her.
Where? I don't know where the other baby is. At this point, I forgot his name. Guys in the chat, let us know what the baby's name is. It's Bailey,
there's
right?
Bailey.
Bailey is his name.
And then there's another kid.
There's three of them. Oh, my God. I forgot about the third one. Oh, gosh. This is a mess. I can't. What I loved about that moment was Zola saying, my mom doesn't like to fly.
Mm-hmm.
Which was just more nostalgia and more homage to previous episodes mm-hmm. and just touching on the plane crash,
yeah.
Which I thought was cool. Meredith told Greg and Cleo that they looked like their friends.
Right.
Did you agree with that, of her saying something like that? I thought it was a little corny.
It was.
Like, just not saying
weird.
It
yeah.
I would have taken us through the episode,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. I just didn't like her telling them.
I didn't either. Or maybe, I don't know. It was weird. I felt like Cleo in that moment. Like, that's weird. Stop
yeah.
staring at us. Now,
yeah, yeah.
now all of you guys are staring at us. Now
right.
I feel uncomfortable.
Yes. So obviously they have medical reasons that are wrong with them. That's why they're there. Because
yeah.
they were in the roller coaster when it crashed. Greg has like a neck injury. Cleo, if we find out, has like a what do they call it? An impalement.
Yeah.
On her left side. And then Izzy, baby Izzy, gosh, this is really weird talking about this
really
right
is.
Now. I keep
it
saying
is.
These character names, and I'm like, gosh, I know everybody in the chat is like, who are you talking about? I'm like, guys, I can't get their names out of my head now. She's passes out.
Maybe an Ellis. Ellis is the other baby's name.
Ellis, thank
Steven?
You, because that's
yes.
Meredith's
thank
mom's
you, Steven.
Mind. Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Steven. Ellis, got it. I'm going to write it down before I forget again. And then baby Izzy has something. She like passes out, and something's
mm-hmm.
like wrong with her. Her baby.
Her baby has a tumor.
Yeah, which I thought was really interesting because I didn't think that they were gonna touch up on her. But something has to be wrong with all of them, right?
Yeah.
To touch up on
mm-hmm.
on all of them. They touched back on Sam and DeLuca for a little bit. They're hooking up in the supply closet.
Yeah.
Do we like that?
I don't. I like DeLuca. I like his character, but I'm not that invested in him to invest in the backstory of his life. If you bring someone new in and he starts to fall for them, I'm okay with that. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I'm just not here for the backstory.
Well, that was funny because when they touched on the backstory in in the episode, I was like, okay, they're really bad for each other. Like, there was kidnapping of dogs and moving across countries and ignoring phone calls. And apparently he was, like, depressed for 3 weeks.
Yeah, it was one of those rough breakups.
Yeah, and I was like, I want to see, like, how hardcore the love is there. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel any chemistry with these two characters. Yeah. You know how you could, like, instantly feel chemistry with like, Karina and Robbins, for example. Yeah. I don't know if it's because she's so hot. I will say it every episode. But I just... Like, Callie in Arizona. Like, the moment that they have a scene together, you can feel that
Meredith
tension.
Meredith and Derek.
I mean, Lexi and Mark. I mean, if we're going to talk nostalgia, like, talk about all these couples that had that instant chemistry. Yeah. And Sam and DeLuca just don't have it. And I feel like the writers are going to try to push it on us, and it's not going to happen.
I'm not here for it.
Nope. I'm not here for it either. Meredith doesn't want to go to Boston. And I have to ask you, do you think it's because she's scared that she won't win? And she's avoiding it, or because she feels so attached to these people who look like her old friends?
I feel like it was a little bit of both. I feel like it was three things. I feel like it was the flying, and then I feel like it was being there, the anticipation of it, everything, and it seems like, oh, you're going to get this, but what if I don't? You know, and maybe thinking about Christina when she didn't get it. And then here they are in your face. You're thinking about Christina in this moment. Mm-hmm. And so maybe you kind of do just like, maybe it's a way for you to feel like you're with Christina right now during this time where you're up for this award. Mm-hmm. You're nervous about it if you're going to win or something.
I didn't think about it like that, but that's a beautiful point. Yeah. I'm really glad. You gave me goosebumps. I love that point. I have to shout out Dream to Aspire because he said Karina and DeLuca, their sibling relationship. Mm-hmm. I actually really like their relationship. They have more chemistry than he does with Sam. And he's not sleeping with her. And I love that. I love when you can have like that much chemistry with a character because you really shouted out all the, you know, relationships. But in a sibling relationship, I like their relationship. When they speak like this broken Italian to each other and it's like English
cute,
Italian.
Right.
Like, I
and
love
they understand
that.
Each other.
It's very
it's
hard
cute.
To do in a show without it looking corny, but I like them together.
And I felt that real brother sister conversation too. Yeah. She's like, you were on my couch for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? You know how a sibling would really get into you if they feel like you're making a mistake going back to an old relationship.
Yeah, it's not strained at all, that relationship. Mm-hmm. Or forced on us. And I really like where they're going with that. So I don't know. We'll see what they do. We'll see what they do with Sam. I mean, I think she's a good actress so far. I mean, she hasn't really done anything to impress us.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see.
She's okay.
Yeah, she's okay. Miranda catches DeLuca and Sam in the on-call room, just so we can get that out of the way. I thought that was really funny. One of the things that I need to bring up is it a fireable offense to have sex at work?
I feel like it is.
Right?
But at Grace Sloan, it's okay.
Like, if we're talking about, like, nostalgia and, like, old episodes, nobody, like, from, like, the higher-ups has ever, like, caught them,
anybody.
Like, while they were right outside.
Right.
Like, I just thought that was a little weird. Mm-hmm. Like, Weber, who is, like, the chief of, like, the interns and freaking chief of surgery, is literally standing outside the door while you have sex.
Yeah, because remember that time? I don't know. I guess it was because of Mark. Where they had to sign the papers and fill out
who they had relationships
with and things like that. So
the whole sexual harassment thing. Yeah, that Leia brought up.
So that was strange that... Yeah, like you said, they caught them and it was just nothing. Like, get back to work. Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. So on the case of Dean, the hero of the day, Amelia and Owen have a disagreement, which is funny because we talked about this last episode and we were like, are they going to butt heads at some point?
Yes.
And some of us on the panel were like, no, they'll be fine. And then others, me included, were like, no, something's going to go wrong.
Gonna
like,
happen.
Something's going to happen. Amelia wanted Dean to get a CT right away.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately when this happened, I didn't know if you caught on to it.
I did.
Okay, good. Because
as soon as she said that,
I was like, Derek, that's it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all Derek. Mm-hmm. And I was like, when Dean first showed up, I was like, who is this? Who's he supposed to be symbolizing? Mm-hmm. Until the whole head CT came, and I was like, okay, he's supposed to be symbolizing Derek. I thought that there would be more of a sense of urgency to this, because if Derek was really in Amelia's head, I felt like she would have been pressed.
She would have.
more.
Yeah.
But she was pretty lackadaisical about it. She was like, oh, you didn't do the head CT? All right, I'll go get it and then bring it to you. She did do the necessary steps, obviously, because she saved his life. But I thought it would be more like a fight.
Like, right, that was going to say. So you mean before that, before they got into the OR room, like her staying on top of it, like you have to get it and things like that. I think maybe the reason they didn't was to stay along the lines to make it more parallel with Derek's situation because the doctor didn't do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So here it is. And once again, the doctor didn't do it. And then she has to come in like, no, we're going to do this CT. Look, he has a brain bleed or whatever it was. So we have to take care of it.
Yeah. I just thought that was fascinating. And if we're going to really talk about, you know, people not diagnosing when they're supposed to, and we're talking about this nostalgic episode and paying homage to all these characters, if we think about it, that was paying homage to Callie's girlfriend who she moved to New York with because she was a doctor who didn't. Yeah. Like, there is like so many little gems in this episode that I was just like,
so cute.
Like, it was so great. I just like, I really can gush about this episode because I really, really enjoyed it. I'm going to say that I wasn't a fan of maybe the first 15 minutes because I thought they were going to go the corny route. Mm-hmm. But these writers are so good that I can't even be mad at them. You know what I
think
I mean?
The only thing, I was just expecting this like OMG moment. And so that's the only thing like at the end where I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But then when you sit and just think about it, and like you said, all the little gems of the pictures, the mentions about old characters, it's like...
I mean, it's the 300th episode. We were expecting like a big... And we talked about this. I can't remember if it was last week or 2 weeks ago where we were like... Before, and I was just watching an old Grey's Anatomy episode, the one when Meredith drowns. And they're like, Izzy's in like the parking structure, and she's working on this guy in the car. Like, they haven't done many off scene,
they haven't,
like, like cases in a while. And I'm waiting for that. I want something to happen off site, and they have to go off site because that's when we find out.
That's when the good stuff happens.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. I need something to happen. April and Meredith are working on Cleo. Sorry. Who's baby Christina. And April expresses her her disagreement with Meredith not going to Boston because she feels like she's taking her talent for granted.
Yeah.
And she feels like she's taking the Harper Avery for granted because she feels like Meredith thinks that there's going to be another one that comes along.
Right.
And Harper Avery's, if we find out, especially with Christina, they only come around once in a lifetime. Mm-hmm. Did we agree with April in that sense before Meredith explained herself?
No, because I feel like with Meredith, it was more than that. Mm. I don't think it was that she was taking it for granted. Like I said before, like maybe staying with Christina, well,
baby Christina,
to feel close to her during that time because that was her person. Just kind of the I think it was more so fear and anxiety and being anxious about if she was going to win or not versus like, oh, I'm just going to stay here, whatever, who cares about the award or if I win or not.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a great surgeon, I'll do good work, I may get another one. I don't think that was her mentality about it.
I love when she said Christina is the only one who knows how bad she wants this award, which was another reason why I was like, it's total foreshadowing that she's not going to get it.
Yeah.
I was like,
really?
She's not going to. Yeah, I was like, she's not going to get it.
I was just waiting. I didn't know how it was going to go.
Yeah.
Until the end, but I'll wait till we get there.
Yeah, no, we'll talk about it. Let's talk about Liza. And I just want to point out Tanya Murphy in the chat said she had a cousin who's named Eliza and we called her Lizzie, which maybe I still don't get the reference of the I. I just, if you're going to do these like Dean, it was Derek.
I would have liked Lizzie if they had called her Lizzie.
Right. Maybe it'd have been too much though, like over the head, you know what I mean? Like bashing over the head with like, you're supposed to be Izzy Stevens.
Yeah.
At first, seriously, I loved that, by the way. Yeah. I just had to call that out because I forgot. But she used to say that all the time. And I used to love
it. I was like, please stop saying that.
So Liza, baby Izzy, needs to have her baby delivered because of this whole like tumor and stuff like that. And Arizona distracts her with talking about Sophia. And then she goes into talking about Mark. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think that they were going to touch on Mark. Literally, once again, all these little gems that they pointed out, like, you forget about all of these characters that have been on Grey's Anatomy that have impacted our lives, that have brought us to season 14, episode 7, where we are today. And you just can't help but to feel...
I feel like I was having flashbacks of like those certain episodes when Arizona and Mark would go at it sometimes.
Yes, when he was like looking at, you know, Callie in her bra and Arizona standing in the room and she's like, what?
Come on.
Right. I like just like it was a purely nostalgic episode. It brought us back to like different memories. And this is what I loved about this 300th episode. I can't, like I said, I'm just going to gush about it.
Another thing that was nostalgic. Meredith having to hold Greg's head or his neck in place actually made me think about the bomb.
Yes.
Like having her hand in that person on the bomb. She can't move.
Yep.
You know, like the slightest move.
Yeah.
So the holding of something and not being able to move, once again, the slightest move being able would, you know, probably break his neck and kill him.
Yeah. Obviously, the stakes weren't as high.
Right.
But I'm glad that, once again, I'm sure every Grey's super fan or even just a fan in general who's watched it from season one can be brought back to a certain memory based on this episode, which I loved. Another little nostalgic episode, I just have to bring this up because it was literally one of my favorite songs. Ingrid Michaelson's Keep Breathing was on, I can't remember the episode, people in the chat let me know, but Sleeping At Last, the band covered it in this episode. And as soon as they played it, I like looked at you and I was like, this is my song. Like, this is the song. Oh, it had something to do with Christina, and I think it was when she was depressed after Burke, when she walked out of the wedding, he walked out after the wedding. I think that was it. I'm pretty sure that was it because I love the song. But just like, once again, just nostalgia, like little homages to different moments of the Grey's Anatomy life. Maggie and Zola had a really nice moment as well.
They did.
Didn't they?
It was so cute.
I was like, I'm all about the little auntie and the daughter and stuff like that.
And what I loved, like they were going over parts of the body and things like that. And I'm just looking like, oh, they're going to raise another surgeon. And I'm thinking that, of course, maybe just because she's a little girl, she's going to follow in her mom's footsteps. But when she said she wanted to be a brain surgeon like her daddy, that part gave me chills.
Yes.
I was like, oh.
Yes. I have to shout out if I mess up your name, I'm sorry. Kali Burgess. If it was season 3, episode 25, that's amazing. You looked that up real quick for me. Thanks, girl. I'm probably going to go home and watch that episode. If that was where the song is from, thank you for that. I love when Zola said to Maggie, even though your mom's not here, she's always with you. Mm-hmm. And once again, little gems. They just pointed out like a character that was so many. Diane, who is Maggie's mom, and she was on two episodes.
But she made an impact.
And if we think about it, she was one of our favorite characters. She was only on two episodes. I was like, she's a great actress. We loved her as Maggie's mom. Mm-hmm. It made me miss her.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn.
I know. I was like, oh.
It's just like all the feels, every episode. What I loved about, then we moved into the Alex and the Robins. Like they delivered his little baby Aziz.
Baby.
And there was a moment when Alex was looking at Izzy or baby Izzy holding this baby, and clearly it's just Alex envisioning his life with Izzy. And I loved that moment. And Joe is standing right behind him or right beside him.
It was kind of awkward, but at the same time, it was like, what could have been?
You know? Well, was it bad that I was like, screw Joe? I feel like
isn't coming back.
I know. But like, I feel like every Grey's Anatomy is like, screw Joe, go with Izzy. Like, I just.
Yeah. And then the life that he imagined for her. Because at first, when he started describing the life he feels like she leads, I thought that he knew this.
Yes.
He's like, she's married, 3 kids. I was like, oh.
It was very specific.
Very. And then he started to go on, but then you could tell like, oh, okay, this is what he sees for her.
What he fantasizes her life as.
Yeah. Secretly probably with him too. He's that husband.
Yeah, which if we're going to talk about it, I felt like that in that moment was more closure than to when they actually wrote off Katherine Heigl's character as Izzy. Mm-hmm. Because if we remember, there was this whole scandal about her like dissing the writers and then Shonda like writing her off in this really like half-assed way. And I felt like in this moment, when Alex was like, I envision her as this and this is where I see her, I feel like that was like a closed book her character. She's never going to come back.
She's not.
Not even in the finale, series finale. She will never come back. And I felt good about that closure.
You feel like, because it does sound like the life Izzy would lead.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, that's what she's
and,
doing.
And, you know, she was one of my favorite characters. And if I'm good with that. Like I said, I'm good with that. I loved when he said...
Olivia. She's like, same. Screw Joe.
Right, Olivia? I mean, we all feel the same way. I loved when he said, I picture her as happy as I am with you. And I love when you turned to me and you said, he better turn that back around. Otherwise, Joe would have got jealous.
Like, she would have.
She, like, he went to find her ex-husband. She would have went and tried to find Izzy. Just right? saying.
Because he had too many moments. Like, he had that. He was glazing into her eyes. Yeah. You know, baby Izzy and baby Izzy. And then he has this moment where he has to walk off. And then he's just, you know, fantasizing about Izzy so much. And then it's like, you know, you're fantasizing to your girl. Your fiance or whoever. Yeah. You know, whatever your relationship status is now.
Right. Because so we're all confused.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, yes, when he brought it back, I was like, okay, good save.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Never more 667 said, screw Izzy. Go back and watch her previous season. She was horrible to Alex. Yes. To an extent, I think we're looking at how much Alex loved her.
Maybe, right,
yes,
you know?
I agree. And also, you know, Izzy almost died from cancer. And yes, he did support her and stay by her side mm-hmm. through all of it. But she had to go through her own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And just like freaking Amelia, if we want to talk about it. Like Amelia had her brain tumor with Owen. And, you know, obviously that relationship fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes these medical things that happen to somebody can tear a relationship apart.
Mm-hmm. Kepner.
She kind of did that. Thank you. Yeah.
Had to handle it on her own. She was married with Jackson. I mean, and ruined their relationship.
Well, that's because she lost a baby.
Yeah.
That's like not even surgical. I guess it's somewhat surgical.
Somewhat.
Medical, if you will. But yeah, then she went off to, what is it, Afghanistan?
Yeah. Some...
Iraq. Middle East. Let's just call it the Middle East. I was obsessed with this moment with Joe. And I just, Izzy was just one of my favorite characters in the entire show. No matter what happened with the actress Katherine Heigl mm-hmm. and the show, I just was connected to her from day one, still to this day. And like I said, this moment right here just
since we're bringing up Izzy and we're talking about that, they left out Denny. They didn't make any reference to Denny Duquette, and I feel like they should have.
Yeah,
you because know that what? Was a huge thing, their relationship and everything.
Won them like all the Emmys,
right?
Yeah,
cutting that LSAT.
You guys in the chat, I am really surprised. I didn't think about that, but where was Denny's little homage? They did Diane,
mm-hmm.
who was in two episodes. They did George, obviously. I mean, I guess they can't touch on everybody because if we think about it, George's whole family died in the hospital.
but Denny was. It's so. I don't know. Maybe something they could have done.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to shout out Julia, oh gosh, Goji. You guys in the chat, your names are killing me, and I'm sorry if I'm butchering them. But she said that she loved how baby Izzy screwed baby George, and that's how she was pregnant when George and Izzy had a relationship. Do you remember that? This is what I'm talking about this episode.
I totally missed that part.
But this is what I'm talking about. This episode brought back like different things mm-hmm. for different people, mm-hmm. but everybody is like in this Grace family, so everybody has like these moments that they can connect to. But thank you for bringing that up.
Now I'm like, oh, so now I want to watch the episode again. I have to watch it tonight.
I feel like we should all just go back and watch it for season one and cover it, because I don't think AfterBuzz was covering season one of Grey's Anatomy. So just a thought.
A little
throwback. Right? So everybody in this fair crash, mm-hmm. baby Izzy, baby George, baby Christina, Derek, baby or grown Derek, is okay.
Uh-huh.
Were you expecting that, or were you expecting somebody to die?
I thought it was going to be Derek.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I thought it was going to be the guy who played baby George.
Yeah. I kind of thought that too, because it's the foreshadowing when they were talking about him and they were like, well, what is he doing now?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dead.
But
yeah, it made me a little bit nervous. And then with the Derek character person, with Dean. So when Amelia was operating on him, and then she was done, and she was like, well, at least he's alive. That's mm-hmm. what's important. Tell the family. But I'm thinking he's not closed up yet, guys. Anything could go wrong. It's Grey's Anatomy.
That's true.
Where my brain goes.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason I thought that, because I felt like she's speaking too soon.
Mm.
But then he was okay. So
I love the moment that Miranda had. I'm going to take that back. I didn't love the moment that Miranda had, because when she left the OR after mm-hmm. O'Malley, baby George, and she was crying, and then Jackson goes to, like, you know, console her,
mm-hmm.
I initially thought that she was crying about O'Malley. Mm-hmm. I thought that she... It was just so overwhelming. Oh, Weber. Yeah. Sorry. Thank mm-hmm. you. She was so overwhelmed with, and it brought back so many memories for her. That's why she was crying. And then she's like, no, I'm crying about my marriage. And mm-hmm. I was like, girl, you just ruined the moment for me.
You did.
You know what I mean?
Because I really felt like, she was so.
I know.
And doing all of that, I definitely thought it was for George. You know, because they had a very good relationship.
They had a great relationship, mm-hmm. and they had history. And I
delivered her baby, or helped deliver her baby.
Thank you. And I just felt like I felt like that was the only critique that I had of this mm-hmm. episode. And she did say, you know, I've cried as much as I could for, you know, the real George. I cried for almost a year mm-hmm. or a half a year in the shower, silently, whatever. But I still felt like she didn't have to talk about her marriage in that moment. We got it. You were mad. We got it. You've expressed it to several people throughout the episode.
Yeah.
I just didn't agree.
That's why I tried to make sense of it earlier, saying, like, maybe it's like she just thought, like, oh, this could be worn on this table one day. And, and she just, you know, it scared her a little bit. But it did ruin the moment for the whole comparison with George.
I agree. I'm glad I wasn't the only one to feel that way. So then we find out that, obviously, Meredith didn't go to the Harper Avery ceremony. But Miranda and Weber surprise her with this Skype call. Everybody comes into the what do they call it? The observation room.
Yes.
Everybody's in the operating room with her. And we find out Catherine is presenting the Avery and that she won.
Yeah. What? That moment when they had brought in the TV, like, well, we got something for you for you to look at it. In that moment, I was like, oh, she's going to win.
So you knew. See, up until that point, I really still thought that she was going to lose.
Really? No.
Yes. I really thought that she was still going to lose. And when it was announced that she won, I was disappointed.
Why?
Here's the thing. And I'm going to explain myself, guys. Don't jump down my throat. I was disappointed because I thought it was cliche.
Okay.
I thought it was cliche because, like we said last episode, Christina was in it was the same experience, like the same set of circumstances, minus the guy who was Harper Avery dying,
right.
And she didn't win. And I felt like her innovation for what Christina was nominated for was better than what Meredith was.
It was
with the whole, like, you know. And for Meredith to win, at first, my initial reaction, you guys, was I was like, this is too cliche. Then I thought about it before Jackson's speech, and I was like, you know what? This woman, for 300 episodes, has been through too much not to win this award.
Hell and back.
So you know what? Meredith can win this award, and she deserves it, especially after everything that she's done for everybody in this hospital.
Yeah, she definitely deserves it.
That's when I was all about it. What were your initial reactions when she won the Harper Avery?
I was happy. And then once Jackson started to give his speech, and he even brought up everything she's been through, like he said, like, she's had more losses than deemed fair.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even, like, who should go through all of the things that she's gone through?
Yeah.
So, like you said, like, she deserves that. You know what I mean? And all the people, you know, she didn't lose Christina in the physical, but she's not there, you know. Well, she, you know, she's alive, but she's not there physically.
Right.
And then Derek isn't here anymore. He's dead.
Lexi
is dead. I almost called
her mom, Ellis.
Her mother. You know what I mean?
And so then not everyone. Only, but not only like that, like, if we're not even talking about, like, family, we're talking about friends. George.
Freaking,
Izzy didn't die, like you said.
Well, yeah, but she's alive too.
But she's
everyone who would have, like, been happy for her. You know, I know, you know, not to take away from everyone else who is still in her life, like Weber and Miranda and everyone else, but those, I feel like, were the people closest to her, you know? So it's like, she does deserve to get this. And then, oh, in the moment. And, you know, we said in the beginning, we're like, we definitely feel like we're going to cry this episode. Ugh. And I was holding on so strong until Meredith looked in the crowd and she saw her mother. And I was done.
All the feels. I couldn't. You know, I started when, and who brought it up? Steven brought it up in the chat. When Jackson brought up Lexi. Lexi, you guys, my dog is named Lexi Gray. That, yes, she was literally my favorite character of all Grays. Yeah. Like, ever.
I love Lexi.
So when he started talking about that, that's when I started. But when she saw Ellis, I thought that was the most appropriate character for her to see. All this work, all this drive that her mother instilled in her and wanted her to push and go and win and win.
Yeah.
For her to see her in that moment, I just, we lost it. We were done.
Now.
Yeah, me
because
too.
When he brought up when he brought up Lexi, I just kind of got chills and I just thought about it. Like, she would have been so happy for her. But yeah, when we saw Ellis, I just was like, oh.
Would you have been mad if it was Derek?
No, I kind of like wanted her. That second time she looked up, I was like, can it be Derek now?
Oh, that would have been nice.
I kind of wanted her to see him also.
That would have been nice. It would have been nice to see all three of them. Just Derek. They're all, like, hugging. We're all happy. Like, but I get her just seeing Ellis. I thought it was a beautiful moment. I thought this was, once again, just those Grey's writers just being the most amazing writers in the entire planet. Because I wasn't expecting her to see Ellis. I thought she was looking up and looking at the future. Maggie, Zola, Amelia, everybody that's in her life now, like you had said. And so I wasn't expecting to see Ellis. So when I did, I was like, is that Ellis?
I was like,
what? And then we all lost it. Yeah, I can't, like I said, I can keep gushing about this episode because it was so good. And then, not only, because then I thought the episode was going to end there, and it doesn't.
It does.
Because then we go to Sophia and Robin. Sophia's back, which is nice to see Sophia again. And she says she misses Callie, which is a nice throwback to Callie.
Yeah.
But then they zoom in on the picture. I just can't. I just can't. I don't even know what to say. Mark, Callie, like, and we, once again, Callie, Christina, Izzy, they're not dead, but they're gone from the show.
Yeah.
So it still hurts when we think about them because we love these characters. We fell in love with these characters.
Yeah, and we don't get to see them anymore.
And we don't get to see them, yeah. So when they leave, it's like, you know, it's like they're dead.
Yeah.
So this picture, I just, I thought it was a brilliant moment for them to close on. And I am surprised saying that because I thought the Ellis would have been perfect to close on, but then they went to the picture and it's like, I felt like if they closed on the Ellis chapter, then it was just signifying, you know, mom and daughter and death. Whereas with the picture of Arizona, we see Sophia growing up. She's seven now. And in that picture, she's a baby. So we can see that life goes on. And it's, and death isn't a bad thing. You know what I mean? Like Mark passed away, but he helped raise this wonderful child or bring this wonderful child into the world. And I just love this episode. I just can't get over this episode.
And the very end, when, like, earlier we were talking about the interns being in their spot in Meredith, in the crew spot, and Meredith and Karev go and kick them out.
Yes.
You know, pop the champagne. Rightfully and celebrate. So. Christina's on the phone. I was like, oh.
Were you expecting to hear Christina's voice?
I wanted to.
I wanted to, too.
I thought, can we get a FaceTime? I thought we would have FaceTime or something.
I thought that we would at least get the voice of Miss, gosh, I can't.
Sandra Oh.
Thank you. But no.
No.
They want to keep us in suspense. Maybe they're saving it for the series finale. Maybe she'll make an appearance later on.
Maybe. She has to.
She does. She does have to. Sandra. Yeah. I thought that them opening with the interns in the old spot and then Alex and Meredith and Christina just ending up there was nice. I don't, and I'm just going to say this, I thought that maybe they would end on like a, kind of like a, you know how they have like a, I don't even want to call it a dream sequence, but when like you can see the outlines or like the faded images of everybody that was there, like of Izzy, O'Malley, Christina, everybody on the couch, but then it like dissolves out, but then we only see like Christina. You get the final image that I'm trying to see?
I get that.
That is what I would have loved.
That would have been kind of cool.
Yeah. But I don't think that they, like, just like an old image, not even the actors now, 10 years later, just like them as younger. You know what I mean? I thought that would have been nice.
Yeah, I think so too.
But
and
then
maybe
I'm like,
one of those looks where Meredith and Karev are kind of looking at them, but they're not looking at them. It seems like they're looking their way, but they don't really see them, you know?
Yeah. But then I was like, would that be overkill? Would that be like beating us over the head with it?
It might have been, but I wouldn't have cared.
I would have liked it. We don't like cliches at some points, but in this case,
sometimes.
We would have just lost it again. We've just been crying again.
Yeah.
So you guys, the winter finale is next week. And apparently there's going to be like another power outage or something. And you kept saying in the beginning of the episode, you know, the big stuff is coming. I think now is a really, really great time to go into predictions because I want to see what's going to happen.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Okay, so you said it in the beginning of the episode. Sorry, I was reading the chat. That's why I was really, really quiet. Chelsea M90, my girl, is in the chat. You said it early in the episode. You think that something big was going to happen. You thought something big was going to happen this episode.
Mm-hmm.
But now you think something really big is going to happen the next episode. Can you elaborate? What are some of your predictions?
Oh, I don't know. So it's going to be some type of cyber attack. So everything is going down.
Okay.
So systems and everything. And then it seems like there's a power outage. But more than that, like all of the systems going down. So we see now that they've migrated into tablets and everything is, you know, they don't have paper charts really anymore.
That's right.
So it's going to be just very hectic, losing patients probably, getting patients mixed up.
Yep.
So there will be some deaths this episode. Not that I'm excited about
that.
No,
of course.
But we just haven't seen very, you know.
Much of it.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
So I do think some of that's going to happen. It's kind of vague. I don't have any specific predictions right now.
Right. I really just have to shout out Olivia Abiz's, you guys, the names. I'm sorry if I'm butchering all of your names once again. But she says, she still wants J'April, and I need to just talk about that moment. I don't know if you caught it.
I caught it.
You did catch it. Okay. When Meredith is holding up her head, and mm-hmm. Jackson came over to help her, and then April's sitting right there, and they're like looking at each other. I was like, oh. They still have like these moments that once again, that chemistry. And I just, I don't know if the writers are going to expand on it this season. If you think about it, we're like almost halfway through.
We are.
And they haven't brought up Matthew Morrison's character, who's going to play Joe's husband, her abusive husband. I think
I guess that's going to be in the next wave, like after the winter finale.
I agree. I feel like they were waiting. I feel like the writers knew that the 300th episode was coming up and they didn't want to give us too much because I feel like them to do all this nostalgia and homage to everybody would have took us away from anything that they would have brought up with these new characters. But I feel like after the winter finale or in the winter finale, all the drama is going to come.
Oh, yeah.
And then even after that, all the drama is still going to be there.
Floodgate of drama.
Yeah. All death. All of it. Not that we're excited about it, you guys, but it's just
fictional,
we haven't really seen it that much this season yet.
Yeah.
And I feel like they've been like, oh, let's just give everybody the feels and everything's going to be fine. Just so we can get to the 300th episode.
Yeah.
But now... all hell is going to break loose. The hell mouth is open, as one of our people in the chat said earlier. It's funny because the power outage, when I saw that, and I'm glad you said cyber attack because I didn't realize it was a cyber attack. I was more like power outage. And the last time that happened, we lost an intern and we almost lost Richard.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, something's going to happen. But that was a storm. This seems to be like, I think you're on the right track with the cyber attack.
They have the FBI coming in.
Yeah.
Like, so it's going to be pretty intense.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really excited. I loved this episode. Do you have any other final thoughts?
No, I think that's it for me.
Okay. Yeah. Like we said, Shannon and Kelly will be back next week, hopefully. I unfortunately will be not here for the winter season finale. I know. but I will see you guys the week after that or when we come back from hiatus. Yes, but the winter finale is next week. We will see you guys then. Let them know where they can find you.
Yes, you guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at ElMarieTV.
You guys, everybody in the chat, we loved your dialogue. We love that
you were we did. Thank you guys.
Here for us. We always love you. Make sure you subscribe to AfterBuzz. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Give us a like on the YouTube video. And once again, keep commenting through the YouTube videos. On the YouTube videos, we tweet at us, Instagram us, whatever you need to do to contact us because we love when you contact us. I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. I am Timothy Mike. And that has been our episode of the 300th episode of Grey's Anatomy. It's been an honor to cover this episode. Yes. I'm really excited.
I was so excited about
it. So we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
This is Grace!
Herein are those of the hosts only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.